Well, we've got a massive night at Wenny Park on Saturday night. Three Group 1s and two Group 2s, the National Futurity, the Derby, the Paws of Thunder, and, of course, the Summer Distance Plate. And Steve Noyce, who's the general manager there at the New South Wales GBOTA, joins us. Morning, Noyce.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Matt. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Indeed. Mate, what about Saturday night? You've got some really good racing coming our way from Wenny Park.
Yeah, sensational, mate. It's been a great start to the year with the heats last week, some really fast times and some great racing. And I heard Matt say earlier, just before the 7 o'clock news, about live sport. Very much the case coming out to Wentworth Park. I think, Matt, you'd remember that slogan. I think it was, it's never the same unless you're there at the game. Mm. I think it's the same. You know, come out to Wenny tomorrow night. Pretty simple, Dave. Pick a number between 1 and 8. Pick a colour. The girls like a colour. Pick
do your best.
You've been following me.
I think summer racing. I just heard the big Shane talk about the diet of the quarterback. I've been to the gym this morning. My Hawaiian shirt for summer racing. I think the Terrigal Bowling Club, I bought some of it back around my girth. So got the Hawaiian shirts out for summer racing tomorrow. And as you say, great racing. And something I heard you talking about, your horse, Dave, and it's wonderful ownership. Tomorrow night, there's a group of 50 people have got a dog called Unison, which is in the Paws of Thunder with Michelle Sultana. So talking to those people this week, you know, it's just a buzz. Their first dog, first group one. So the 50 people coming out tomorrow night, I hope you have a ball out there. Jeff Collison, one of the doyens of greyhound racing, the Collison's on tomorrow night. And just a call out to a guy, Dave Burnett, who's come up from Melbourne all through this pandemic. It's interesting, Dave, and you know a lot of the horse trainers, the professionalism of these people. He's been to Tamora, he's been up for the $1 million chase, he's up there tomorrow night, he's worked out all the rules, and, you know, I hope we smash the Victorians, but good luck, Dave, when you come up. So 6:30 kickoff, patrons very welcome. You just come in and do the QR code, which I think we're all got our hands around all that now, so... And I thought we'd have a multi, Dave. Our charity this month is Men of League. Matt, I'm sure in your sport, you know, you find people who are doing it tough for one reason or another, especially those early pioneers of the game. So Men of League do some great work. So I thought, Dave, I'll pick Stanley Road for obvious reasons in the summer plate.
Beautiful.
You might pick something else in another leg. Give me a yell later and we'll have $100 tab multi and see if we can do something for the wonderful Men of League charity.
Mate, that's outstanding. I know that you guys, I think it was this time last year, wasn't it? We did the Leukemia Foundation, which of course was something very close to my heart with my grandfather passing away from leukemia and obviously my partner's father as well, Mark, he passed away from the disease and we got a quid for them. So that was outstanding and great that you can support another charity, mate. That's one thing about, I think that all race clubs, whether and all codes, I think that the charity betting and bringing that element into it, it sort of takes the, while it has the serious element, it brings it into a more fun, you know. You're doing something that you love and you're also helping others. I think that's great, mate.
Yeah, I think it's part of sport, isn't it? You know, you've talked a lot about sport this week with the Australian Test, but I think it's giving and taking your community. You know, people say, oh, blokes like me get paid to say come out and, you know, race and have some fun. But I think the other element it is, you know, you give and take and, you know, each month we'll have a charity. And as you said, I know that for you and Georgia, you know, there's a good cause there. And as I said, I'm sure Matt knows some of the union guys that, you know, times are a bit tough and, I thought later in the year too, I know Jamie needs some funds for this English Channel crossing, so I thought, you know, we'll donate a big race meeting to Jamie to help her with her fundraising. I just think that's community sport, isn't it? Give and take, and we all have some fun. So 6:30 kickoff tomorrow night at Wenny. Get out there and, as I say, the only rule is you've got to come and have some fun.
Very generous, Steve. Great to chat to you, and there's plenty of events coming your way as well, so I'm sure we'll talk very soon. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Look forward. Have a great weekend.